honestly, they felt good today. You know, some of these games early in the year, I've taken some threes. They haven't felt very good. Or they just felt weird. I mean, they all felt really good tonight. They were all back rim, right on. So it was a little disappointing, but I'm not really worried about it at all because the shot feels good.
There was a point at the beginning of the game when you turned to Isaiah and you said, be patient. Do you think that patience is probably the one thing that he would like to see an improve on this game?
Yeah, you know, he does a great job when he gets positioned low inside and takes maybe two dribbles max and scores. Sometimes he posts up out too far, and, you know, he tries to rush things. And I just tell him to be patient. You know, you're going to get your opportunities. He gets a little worked up sometimes. I'm just trying to be that calming voice for him, I guess.
What's it like going from what you guys saw Saturday to a game like this? Well, obviously, front side.
Yeah, I mean, different size. You're seeing different sizes of athleticism, but we want to use this game to try to correct some of the things we did wrong in the Kentucky game, mainly our half-court and transition defense, which we did a great job on the first half tonight. They shot a really low percentage, 28% on the floor or something like that. So we want to take the effort that we had in the first half defensively and translate that to games against tougher opponents. And this was a good way to show that when you do the stuff Coach tells us and when we game plan and stick to that, it actually works. So I guess it's just a good way to get the Kentucky loss out of our mind.
Was it better to play somebody now before you play our state and do that?
Or I'm not a huge believer in that, you know, that we needed a game that we were more confident we were going to win.
More just to work things out.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. You know, we could work it out in practice, but it's good to have something different to really try some things. We threw our zone out there a little bit to try to correct some of those things. And, we just did a better job defensively tonight, and I think that's more positive to see what good things we're doing defensively. We're about to play a good team, and looking at tape of us, you know, struggling defensively like we did against Kentucky.
Last year, you kind of carried the scoring burden. This year, it's been Kennedy so far. Have you talked to him at all about, not passing of the torch, but about being the leading scorer on the team at all?
Nah.
Have you had any discussions with him?
I mean, I don't even think about that stuff. I didn't last year. I don't think about it this year. We have a pretty balanced attack this year compared to last year. So we like to play inside out, so I'm glad he's producing at the rate he is. I haven't talked to him about anything or anything of that nature. We just want him to keep playing the way he is.
17 turnovers in that game, and had a lot of games where had double-digit turnovers. How do y'all cut that out? I know Coach said y'all gonna have some long practices coming up.
Yeah, we have a couple days before we have to play Ohio State, so we can have some long practices. We just got to take. It sounds cliche. You just got to take care of the ball better. We made a couple marginal passes into the post and tried to force some things. A couple of them were illegal screens. Those are still turnovers. Just casual and careless things. But you can take care of those through, just being more mentally into what you're doing.
Marcus, how important was it for you guys to have a dominating performance here, especially after the loss to Kentucky?
It was pretty important. You know, a bounce-back game is always important. You know, how are you going to respond after a loss? How is your team going to respond? What is the effort going to look like? And that was important to see that we bounced back, and our effort defensively was what it needs to be, at least in the first half. So hopefully it's something we can build off, but we shouldn't have to keep having these ups and downs where we have.
Marcus, where has Kennedy's improvement come from offensively this year?
I think he's getting better positioned inside. No, he's not. Last year he liked to go to that little fadeaway. This year you see him going to the basket more. When we run our sets, he's the beneficiary of a lot of interior screening. So we're trying to get the ball inside more than we did last year. With Mac as a pick-and-pop guy, we kind of played perimeter to inside last year. This year we're trying to throw the ball inside a lot more. And he's done a great job of demanding the ball inside. We always talk about big guys. You need to step to the ball aggressively and demand the ball inside. He's done that probably better than any of our other posts, and that's why his numbers look as good as they do, because he's working hard to establish that position.